Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Timo Perez. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The catcher, Mike Piazza. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Raul Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Ordonez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Thomson. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Thomson. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Andy Chavez. Batting second. The shortstop, Jamie Carroll. Batting third. The second baseman, Jose Vidro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vladimir Guerrero. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Matthew Sepicki. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Brad Wilkerson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Schneider. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wilton Guerrero. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bartolo Colon. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bartolo Colon. And now, play ball. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Chavez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Guerrero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Piazza hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Piazza moves to second. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andy Chavez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chavez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carroll bunts and there's an error on the play. Chavez moves to third. Jose Vidro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vidro hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chavez tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matthew Sepicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sepicki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vidro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raul Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Guerrero juggles the ball. That's an error on Guerrero. John Thomson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Brad Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Schneider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wilton Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guerrero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carroll misplays the ball. That's an error on Carroll. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. There goes Perez. The throw from Schneider to Carroll, and Perez is out. 2 outs. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Piazza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piazza hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sep Hickey. Piazza reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alfonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bartolo Colon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Colon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carroll is 0 for 0 in the game. Carroll hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chavez moves to second. Jose Vidro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vidro is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vidro hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chavez moves to third. 2 outs. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chavez scores. Carroll moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Matthew Sep Hickey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sep Hickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Sep Hickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vaughn. Carroll scores. Guerrero moves to third. It's 3-2, Expos. Brad Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilkerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Raul Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive towards first. Wilkerson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Thompson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Perez moves to second. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Piazza is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Piazza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carroll fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Schneider is 0 for 1 in the game. Schneider hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Schneider reaches second base with a double. Wilton Guerrero is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards short. Ordonez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bartolo Colon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Colon is 0 for 1 in the game. Colon hits a pop-up towards short. Ordonez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alomar. Schneider scores. Chavez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Expos. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a fly ball towards right. Burnett settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Burnett's. Chavez scores. Carroll moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Expos. Jose Vidro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vidro is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vidro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Expos. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Expos. Matthew Sepicki is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sepicki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sepicki hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brad Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkerson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a line drive towards short. Carroll reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Raul Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Sep Hickey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Expos. Brady Clark pinch hits for John Thompson. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pedro Feliciano now pitching. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schneider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schneider hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilton Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Fernando Tatis pinch hits for Bartolo Colon. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Scott Stewart now pitching. Ty Wigginton pinch hits for Timo Perez. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wigginton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vidro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Piazza batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Piazza is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Piazza hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sep Hickey. Piazza reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Expos. Tim Drew now pitching. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a fly ball into center field. Chavez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Ty Wigginton now playing left field. Raul Gonzalez now playing center field. Andy Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jamie Carroll batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carroll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wigginton. Carroll reaches second base with a double. Jose Vidro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vidro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Vidro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guerrero is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerrero hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Wigginton chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Alomar. Alomar fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Alomar. Vidro goes all the way around to score. Guerrero moves to third. It's 9-5, Expos. Matthew Sepicki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sepicki is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sepicki hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guerrero scores. It's 10-5, Expos. Brad Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilkerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Wilkerson reaches second base with a double. Burnett's throws the ball into Alfonso, who tags Wilkerson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sepicki goes all the way around to score. It's 11-5, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett's is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett's hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raul Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Chavez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carroll fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. John Valentin now playing shortstop. Grant Roberts now pitching. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schneider is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schneider hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wilton Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Drew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drew strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jamie Carroll now playing second base. Orlando Cabrera now playing shortstop. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wigginton is 0-for-1 in the game. Wigginton hits a fly ball into right field. Guerrero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Chavez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Joe McEwing now playing second base. Pat Strange now pitching. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carroll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Strange. Carroll moves to second. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guerrero is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matthew Sepicki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sepicki is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sepicki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Piazza batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Piazza is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Piazza hits a fly ball into center field. Chavez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alfonso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Joey Eishon now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burnett strikes out. 2 outs. Raul Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to third. Alfonso moves to second. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McEwing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sepicki. McEwing reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Alfonso scores. Gonzalez goes all the way around to score. It's 11-8 to Expos. Dan Smith now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards first. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 11, and New York Mets, 8. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.